Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Newton Highlands Area Council raises concerns over MBTA station accessibility plan, by Alan Spatrick. The Newton Highlands Neighborhood Area Council is urging city and state officials to reconsider parts of the MBTA's accessibility plan for the Newton Highlands MBTA station, citing concerns about historic preservation, neighborhood impacts, and project design. At the council's August 7th meeting, Area Councilor Robert Fizek reminded the council that planning for the MBTA station accessibility project has been underway for at least a decade. The MBTA completed the design in 2023, but put the project on hold during Green Line power and track upgrades that were completed this year. Construction is now expected to begin in 2027. The project is intended to add ADA accessible ramps, but the current design also includes overhead canopies built to a standard more commonly associated with commuter rail stations. Some Newton Highlands residents and council members contend that the canopies are not historically appropriate for the site and may not be necessary to meet accessibility goals. Concerns intensified after the project underwent historical review. According to the council discussion, the Newton Historic Commission did not support alterations it considered to be out of context with the area's historic character. However, according to Fizek, the MBTA said the ramp locations were outside the jurisdiction of the commission. Some abutters objected to the canopies and raised concerns that the scale of proposed added infrastructure could require property takings. The station, originally built for the Boston and Albany Railroad, was completed in 1887 and is part of the Newton Railroad Station's historic district. In 1976, the district was added to the National Register of Historic Places. The MBTA sold the station building in 2007, and the building now houses a dentist's office. The MBTA retains ownership of the tracks, platforms, and pedestrian paths and ramps. Newton Highlands resident and architect Dennis Rieske argued that the proposed canopies are out of character and unnecessary for accessibility, and he said the State Disability Commission should be involved in decisions about the renovation. City Councilor Stephen Farrell added that communications with the mayor should clearly outline the historical and financial implications of the project. The council voted 8-0 to support a letter to Mayor Mark Loredo requesting a meeting with MBTA General Manager Philip Eng to revisit parts of the design. Copies of the letter will be sent to Ward 6 City Councilors, City Chief of Operations Josh Morse, State Representative Greg Schwartz, and State Senator Cindy Cream. The Newton Highlands Neighborhood Area Council is one of four official Newton Neighborhood Area Councils. Others are Newtonville, Newton Upper Falls, and Waubon. Members are elected by the populations they serve. All meetings are open to the public. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.